Tommy, you were complimenting the staff earlier about our response time to emails. A big part of that is a new addition on the team. I don't know how long we've got her, but boy, I'm going to keep her as long as I can. We've got another family member that joined the work team at Rosie on the House. Me and sweet Jennifer's, can I call you baby Carol? Our baby girl.
I'd rather not, but I'll live.
Sweet little Carol Gracie joined us. Very fortunate to have her. And folks, I run a little home remodeling company, and it's a little company, not like the one I had in the 90s. And one of the first questions Carol asked me when she started working at the company, she says, Dad, your remodeling company doesn't even have a website. So I said, well, we're as busy as we want to be. I don't want a 100-employee remodeling company again. We're just the way we want to be. But she took it upon herself to kind of pick up the website. And I guess we're going to get ready to launch here in the next week. Rosie Wright Remodeling will have its website. So thank you, Carol, for that. As long as we're passing thank yous around.
Buckeye sent out a tweet. The city of Buckeye has their own tweeter, and whoever focuses on their tweeter thing had a pretty cool thing. You're going to use oil for Thanksgiving? I know I am. I'm deep frying.
Oh, yeah, we are deep frying more than we deep frying a few.
Well, you can call their number and schedule a drop off to bring your cooking oil to them. Now, my cooking oil is left over from last year. I never get rid of the cooking oil.
Just let it burn it.
Cool off. Pour it back in, put it in
it's seasoned.
Yeah, it's seasoned.
Pre-seasoned, baby.
Every now and then you might have to add a little bit more the next year, or every 2 or 3 years add a little bit more. But if you're not somebody that saves your cooking oil or you burnt it, you can call the city of Buckeye and schedule a place, I'm not sure where.
I wonder what they're going
to
do
drop
with
off.
It.
But, and they're saying, pouring it down your drain can lead to clogs.
That's bad. That's bad.
And an example of that isn't necessarily oil, but one of my water online publications had an article out this week. 10,000 gallon waste water spill caused by flushable wipes in Michigan. As if Flint didn't already have enough problems with their water. Now they got 10,000 gallons of sewage because of these disposable, quote unquote,
flushable
wipes. Flushable.
Flushable wipes.
Flushable, thank you. Actually, it was up closer to Traverse City. It's a little farther north than Flint. But don't put anything down the drain but toilet paper and water.
That was a big part of our blog and follow-up from last week as well.
So, 10,000. How'd you like to be on that cleanup crew? No, thank you.
No, I saw Mike Rode do a septic pumping station cleanup in San Francisco, and that convinced me. That convinced me I want to stay above ground.
Yeah. On that note about San Francisco, I was walking downtown near the Embarcadero, and you mentioned the cooking oil. And I'm about 2 blocks away. I'm like, boy, that smells good. It smells like French fries. Turned out it was a bus that was using biofuel made of cooking oil.
Sure.
It's got a pleasant smell, better than that carbon dioxide.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So one more little holiday news thing here. As of the 16th of the month, you can get your tree cutting permit, recreation.gov, if you want to go cut down your own Christmas tree in Tonto National Forest.
Oh, you needed a permit for that?
Yes, Gary, you need a permit for that.
Okay. Why'd you say my name?
And those always sell out.
Yeah.
They always sell out. So watch for it and get one early and use it as an excuse.
Take.
To get up, get out, and enjoy Arizona.
And find something, whether it's a plastic pipe or a stick big enough, get the size you want and take a stick that tall with you. Because when you go out there, it's amazing how...
relative, right?
Don't cut anything taller than this, because you get out there and you're like, oh, yeah, no, that's perfect size. You cut it down, you're 20 feet tall, and you're like, it didn't seem that tall out there. No, it doesn't, standing next to a 100-foot ponderosa.
Absolutely. So, Carol, you want to talk quickly about what you're doing with Facebook?
Absolutely. So November 23rd through December 11th, we're going to be hosting a countdown to the holidays. If you follow our Facebook page, you're going to get access to e-store featured items on our new user-friendly e-store website. You're going to get three-minute tips from Rosie on our YouTube channel. You're going to get access to our certified partner list that's going to help you get your home ready for this holiday season. You're not going to want to miss it. Follow our Facebook at Rosie on the House.
Building out that staff to build out our capacity to deliver information in a way that's easy, convenient, and effective for you, the Arizona homeowner.
And you'd mentioned videos. That is something that we've kind of had it slated on our to-do. One thing I hate about videos is the recording time and then the editing time. I'm like, radio, you come in for 3 hours, you turn on the mic, you're done. That's 3 hours. You know how long it takes to do 3 hours of video or 3 minutes of video, much less takes longer than that. So, but we've known we've needed to do that. And our YouTube channel has surpassed 1,000 subscribers now. We don't post a lot there, but we, you know, that's part of next year's goal. Is there'll be a lot more of our tips and content during the week. Will be condensed, you know, 3 minute tips, and you know. So our YouTube, thank you for all of you that have subscribed and followed along. I think our highest video is up over 200,000 views now.